Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Yes, you are, baby. You ready to have some fun today?
I sure am.
What you just heard was a rehearsal from 1970, recorded there at 6363 Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California.
Woohoo!
Which brings us to the topic of the show today.
Yes,
the
tell me.
The topic of the show is 6363 Sunset Boulevard. What
exactly
is 6363 Sunset Boulevard, you may ask?
Mm.
Well, we're going to explain in more in detail throughout the show today.
Yes.
But what it is the latest and brand new box set that was just released from Sony RCA.
That's right.
And it features all the stuff that Elvis recorded in this particular studio, from the rehearsal stuff to the in-studio stuff.
That's right, from 1970 to 1975.
Now, you're going to love this because we know that TL is a 70s Elvis girl.
I know. I am so excited, folks.
And I try to keep this a high-energy party show. And I just said before we went on the air, I said, now, that's going to be a job today because a lot of these songs in the studio from the 70s are depressing.
Oh, they're
sad.
They're not all that way.
Well, some of them are.
Ugh.
But we're going to make it work because
we will
that's
forgive
what
you
we do
for that.
There
you
go.
Just this once.
Hey, it can be a meeting. It doesn't have to be a high energy party. It can still be a party, a listening party.
It's a party no matter what.
Absolutely. You get what I'm saying. Also stopping in today is going to be Dionne Warwick and Liberace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's quite a
they're
diverse
going to share
set.
They're going to share some of their thoughts and feelings about Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear him a lot today throughout the show,
good, as you always do.
And I want to remind everybody, put on headphones today.
Yeah, today's the day for that.
Yeah, because you're going to hear the remixing that was done on this album. When I say remixing, I don't mean like, you know, Spancock doing dance tunes and all. But they reworked the music and brought out certain voices and certain instruments. And if you really listen, you'll hear lots of little things in the show today.
There's no overdubs, that's for
sure.
And so everything has been freshly mixed with great audio.
Absolutely. So you're going to share lots of info about the album, but also one particular song on this album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to talk about one very big song.
And where Elvis liked to eat. Hey, you know I'm always good about talking about food, and I want to hear what you got
to say. Across the U.S., where did he want to eat?
Oh, sounds good, baby. So let's get things rolling with one of those slow, pretty songs, depressing songs.
Oh, shush.
But it'll be good.
I see a change that's coming to our lives. It's not the way that it used to be. And it's not too late to realize our mistake. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share, times we thought we cared for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find us. Someday when she's older, maybe she will understand why her mom and dad are not together. That she will cry when I have to say goodbye. Tear at my heart forever. Has nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love.
King of rock and roll. Do you think your style has changed now from the days of your King, or do you consider that still your style?
Well, I think the overall thing has improved. The overall sound's improved, I mean. But I think it's according to the songs, you know, it's according to the songs.
Too much something and not another. You got it all together.
There you go. That was actually take number one of T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Oh, nice.
A lot of the studio stuff you're going to hear today on Blue Sway Connection are not the original song. They're the rehearsal songs,
yeah,
or the alternate takes, we'll call them.
Yeah, so three out of the five CDs in this set are all rehearsals.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, from like three are from 1970 to 1974.
I like the rehearsal stuff, but this studio stuff to me is the best because...
Yeah.
You know, they're very similar to what we know, the song that was released,
mm-hmm,
but sometimes they're a little bit different. Some of the lyrics are different. You hear a different guitar lick, different drums,
everything.
Yeah,
that's
everything.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and the mixing, like I said, on this album, I think is phenomenal. But
he
I also want to mention, 6363 Sunset Boulevard, it doesn't exist anymore as a studio.
Right. Uh-huh.
But it's known as the former site of RCA Studios,
mm-hmm,
where numerous iconic artists recorded.
Wow, yeah.
Elvis Presley being the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis recorded there from 1970 to 1975, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do you think recorded in this studio, baby?
Frank Sinatra.
No. I'm going to tell you that. The Rolling Stones recorded three albums there from 1964 to 1966.
Oh, wow.
Also, The Grateful Dead,
mm-hmm,
The Ronettes, Johnny Mathis, The Temptations, Henry Mancini, Creedence, Clearwater Revival,
nice,
Jefferson Airplane, and The Monkees all
really?
Recorded.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool.
Pretty cool list, huh?
Very.
What do you think? There's more gimmicks today than there was, say, 15 years ago?
There's probably more gimmicks, but I think that the engineers have improved, and I think that the techniques have improved, the overall recording.
What would our homes be, children? Okay.
Next piano player.
Bringing it back here on Blue Suede Connection. Baby, you got a good story you're going to share with us?
I sure do.
It's coming right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hey, this is Brenda from Hagerstown, Maryland. I can't help falling in love with Dan and TL. I can't stop loving you. It gives me fever like a big hunk of love. Without you, I'd be so lonesome I would cry. So don't you step on my Blue Suede Connection, baby.
Well,
a smoking rehearsal there of Johnny B. Good from 1970.
Yeah, nice.
And it just goes to show, you know, you and I were sitting out on our deck last night, having a drink and just talking, and we were talking about Elvis, of course, because we know what time of the year it is.
Right, right.
And but that, what we just heard, you just heard a rockin', smoking version of Johnny B. Good.
Right.
And just before the break, you heard Fairy Tale and Bringing It Back, two very country,
right,
country songs. I don't know many artists, babe, you know, that had the versatility that Elvis Presley had. He could take a gospel song and take you to church.
Oh, absolutely.
He could do a country song and take you to the hills and the mountains and make you feel like you living that life with him.
Oh.
And then he could turn on a rock and roll song like Johnny B. Good and some other ones you're going to hear today. In fact, you're going to talk about a particular one of those rock and roll songs in just a little while. But it just shows, once again, the talent of this man.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. True. I just had to get that out. I'm sorry, because I'm an Elvis fan before anything else.
Absolutely,
so,
yep. Have those spurts of excitement.
Yeah,
let it all hang out, baby.
We got to talk about our guy, and we got to talk passionately. We're very real here on Blue Suede Connection. And I just made a post earlier talking about the show, and I said, you know, TL and I do our job. We put our guy out there, but he is the star of this show. He always will be. You know, we can have fun. We can do the voices, and we can talk about our passion for him.
Sure.
But he is why people tune in.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, we got to keep it
that
way.
I'm off my high horse now. It's your turn. Share us a story, baby.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few of the restaurants Elvis really liked. We got like 14 here, so we'll cover a few, and then maybe we'll come back to it a little bit later in the show.
I know he liked Burger King, but that's probably not on your list.
So one of them we've all, well, most Elvis fans have heard of. It's the Colorado Mine Company in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're known for those big, bad peanut butter and jelly bacon sandwiches that Elvis would suddenly get a hankering for and fly out to Denver
and take a load of people
with him. In fact, the last time he went was February 1st, 1976, where he ordered 22.
Oh, wow.
Now, what I understand is he took a whole group with him.
Yeah, he always took a crowd.
Yeah. And I think, I'm not sure if that's the trip, but I know Lisa went at least once. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was the trip where she did go, but out of those 22 sandwiches, guess how many Elvis ate?
20? I don't have any idea how many.
He ate three.
Oh, really? Wow.
At 8,000 calories each.
Ooh.
Then we have the Arcadia restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee. And we know that Elvis had gone there as a child. I mean, he moved to Memphis when he was 13.
Yeah.
And he had been going there with, you know, with his parents, with his friends. So, of course, they have a Presley booth in the back of the restaurant. That he often shared there with Dewey Phillips, even.
And that's where everybody wants to sit when they go in there,
when they go in there, then we have the Golden Steer Steakhouse in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I think I've heard of that,
Yeah, it sounds kind of familiar, right?
I know how he liked the steak in there, by the way.
How do you think he liked it?
He liked it well done.
That's right. He did.
Because his famous line was, I'm not ordering a pet.
That's exactly it. Now, this is an interesting one. The Formosa in Los Angeles. You might recognize this if you look at the pictures online. Most of the booths and everything are red. The wall's red.
Right.
The lighting's like gold, and it looks very old Hollywood.
Very 70s, probably.
That's because the Formosa was actually just across the street from United Artists.
Ah.
It's actually on Formosa Avenue. That's the avenue is called that.
Cool.
But what most fans are going to remember is in 2023, Lisa Marie visited that restaurant with who? What happened in 2023? With Bass
Austin Butler.
And Austin and her daughter with Riley. And there's pictures of them sitting in those red booths.
Very cool.
That's the Formosa.
Huh.
Lisa was marking her father's 88th birthday with those folks. Coney Island Drive-In is actually in Brooksville, Florida.
Nice.
They do have life-size cutouts, photos, and a lot of other memorabilia. If you want to stop there, I believe they're still open.
So they still got a little taste of Elvis in there, do they?
Yeah, they sure do.
The attire is not one that we're familiar with seeing.
It's it was taken from a karate suit.
I mean, does this indicate that with your type of dress and everything, now that you're changing a little bit of style, perhaps in deference to what you did a few years ago?
I don't know. I think that you'd have to see the show, you know. It's difficult to tell. I don't feel any different, you know. I don't think the dress has that much to do with it. I got the idea from a karate suit because I studied karate for a long time, and I had to make up a couple of suits like.
Thank you. I got over Charlotte Thompson, Goldie Johnson, Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard, Peggy Fleming.
Woo! I guess it's two.
Peggy Lipton? Oh, no. I got a whole new list. Wait a minute. Sorry. Get it right, Duke. Damn, man.
I got over Charlotte Thompson, Holy Johnson, Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard with Peggy Harper, she hurt me bad, ooh, but not for long. There's just one I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all for just an hour of Susan when she tried.
You know, I mentioned we were sitting out on our deck last night talking about Elvis, and of course, we were talking once again about the influences Elvis had on all these different artists and things like that.
Right.
And anybody that ever had an encounter with Elvis back in the day, in the world of celebrity,
I don't know
anybody that said anything negative about that.
No, that's true.
And a lot of people wanted to meet him, they wanted to hang out with him, and this and that, and he didn't get close to a whole lot of Hollywood people.
No, he wasn't into that.
And he stayed with a few he kept up with a little bit, but one lady that was very touched by Elvis, and she looked forward to meeting him, I'm going to let her talk about it.
Oh, okay.
And he did something very nice for her.
Oh.
We're talking about Dionne Warwick.
Oh, yeah.
I was opening at the Sanford Hotel, and he was reopening the International Hotel, the Hilton now. And I went to his rehearsal. My aunt, Sissy Houston, was part of a group called the Sweet Inspiration. They were doing background work on his tour. And I just fell in love with this man. I said, my God, I got to meet him. And Sissy said, okay, I'll introduce you to him. So I went to the rehearsal, and he was such a nice young man to me. I told him I was opening at the Sands. He says, yeah, but we were opening the same night. I said, okay. And he says, well, I'm gonna do something for you that I think you might like. I said, okay, wonderful. He put his photograph and every single album in every record store in Las Vegas for me. I sold more albums because he made the announcement from the stage that if you buy a Dionne Warwick recording, you'll have a photograph of me. I could not believe he did that, but he did. But I became friends with him because, funny story, we were in a jewelry store where he shopped, and I did too. And they usually closed the store for him to come in and do his shopping. I happened to be in the store when he walked in, so they locked me in with him. We started talking, and he says, you know, I'm certain you have a wonderful throat doctor. My daughter Lisa has got to have her tonsils out. Do you know of a good... I said, yeah, my doctor. He did both of my boys, and I'm sure he'd be able to do Lisa. And he never forgot that. And Lisa never did either. She says, it's because of you I don't have any tonsils. Okay. Oh, yeah. Silly young woman, three girls down. Good to me. Oh, yeah.
The fun has just begun. More Blue Sway Connection right after this.
Do you know why TV has sensors? Do you know why there's a magazine called Rolling Stone and a network called MTV? Do you know why everyone plays Las Vegas? Do you know why you know the word entourage? Do you know why? Elvis is why. Before anyone did anything, Elvis did everything.
Join Dan and TL and friends for Elvis, 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 and a whole lot more.
Yeah, honey, we still know it's you.
Aw, man.
The first bad boy of rock.
It starts to get tense about this time.
Better than ever. Elvis.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
Just leave it to me. Don't ever be ashamed. So let's call it a day. I've said all I have to say, except don't forget to pray.
I love that song.
I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both agree on that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know, listening to this brand new album, it's kind of cool saying this brand new Elvis album.
I know, isn't that awesome?
It's fun. Yeah. It just lets you realize just how relevant Elvis still is in this world today.
Sure, yeah.
Which leads me to this. You know that Graceland is still the second most visited home in the USA.
Is it still?
Donald's got him beat by just a little teeny bit right now, but it's a real Donald.
Oh, the White House.
Yeah, the White
House.
Okay. Yeah. But it's real close, okay?
Okay,
Then don't forget, we just had in 2022 that amazing Elvis movie with Austin Butler, done by Baz Luhrmann.
Exactly.
Netflix just put out a documentary that was very, very highly successful. Mm-hmm. So successful, they're working on another one.
Yep.
The NBC Christmas special last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Elvis thing, done by Riley.
Yeah.
High ratings. The world watched that one.
Wow, yeah, okay.
Then last year at this time, we were listening to another brand new Elvis album called Elvis Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have the Elvis Sunset Boulevard, which we're listening to today.
Yeah, right.
Very successful already. And Elvis continues to rank on Billboard, as we do all the time. We report all the time here on Blue Suede Connection.
Sure he does, yep.
And, of course, then we have the upcoming
epic
Elvis Presley in Concert, which will be released in the cinemas across the world.
September 6th at the Toronto, Canada Film Festival.
It's going to premiere there. So Elvis, baby, is very much still in the building. Can you feel me?
Yes, sir.
Don't seem so lonely. we fill it up with only two of you. And when I heard my heart hurting lungs off my shoulder, how can I hurt when holding you? Touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Oh, oh, they're alive. I've never seen so good. Oh, I'm in a cloud. You believe that it never would.
I was born in 1956, so Elvis has always been a part of my life. And when Elvis assembled a band from Vegas, you know, he knew what he was doing, some of his greatest music. They were the band, they were family, and you can hear it in the music. So thank you for your show. I enjoy it every week.
Treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
Thanks for joining the party, and it's only just begun with a whole lot more happening right after this.
Well, golly, now back to more fun and music on the Blue Suede Connection.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Like that ending. He became known for those kind of endings.
I know, right?
The song just stops.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets into that.
Just like Hound Dog on the Milton Berle show.
Yeah,
right?
You gotta love it. You got to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Milton Berle, you know, I was looking at some of the shows we got coming up. Next show we're going to do is going to be a 50s show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're going to play maybe that particular cut from Milton Berle.
I'm sure you will. Yeah,
we got some live sets coming up in that one. We got a lot of great shows planned for this year of Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the alternate takes are always really popular shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
get a lot of those out of this album alone, this CD set.
Absolutely. You know what I forgot to do?
No.
I forgot to say, welcome to hour number two, everybody.
I'm Dan.
Hey,
T.O.
I'm slacking. I'm just so overwhelmed with this great music today that I forget my lines and my part.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, once in a while.
Oh, aren't you cute?
Hey, coming up the rest of the show this hour, T.L.'s got more of those restaurants and places that Elvis liked to eat in the USA.
Yeah, I got to talk about that.
And there's a big song that was recorded here at 6363 Sunset Boulevard. We're going to talk about that song. You got a little story behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to hear from the greatest pianist in the world, Liberace.
Oh, very
neat. And, you know, we're going to give our phone number out here in a minute, too, because we want people to call us. But Fred Flintstone called earlier in the week, and he gave us a list of some of his favorite Elvis songs.
Oh, now, really?
The audio was terrible. It was prehistoric, to be honest with you. You could barely hear what he was saying.
Okay, Daniel.
But we did take notes and wrote down his favorite songs.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we're going to talk about those in a little bit. And also, Guinness Book of World Records.
Mm.
Elvis is still in there and covers a lot of territory in that book.
Ah,
yeah.
Nice.
So that's all happening here and now on Blue Suede Connection. But, baby, let's get back to the man. What do you think?
Please.
I'm not a publishing firm, but I'll take songs from anywhere, you know, or from anybody if they're good. It doesn't have to be in my company. It could be just completely an unknown person, or just anybody that writes a song. If they can get it to me, if it's good, I'll do it.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand. Has been, but life began again the day you took my hand. Set me free. But I don't
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods in the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat, but they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Salad Annie, Peter's got your granny. Ooh, everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on the chain gang. Yeah. Every day before the summertime, she'd go down.
That's what you call rock and roll right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, nice.
Rockin' blues here on Blues Suede Connection. Poke Salad
Poke
Annie.
Poke Salad.
Done in the rehearsals there in 63 Sunset Boulevard.
Nice.
All right, baby. I always say you got the good stuff. I share the nonsense. You share the good stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, we're getting ready to play a particular song.
Okay.
Let's talk about that song a little bit.
All right, so the song we want to talk about is Burning Love.
One of my favorites.
And I know some fans have heard for a long time that Elvis actually didn't really care for the song at first.
Right.
He actually balked, but let me ask you this. Do you know why he might not have wanted to record the song?
Well, I know at the time Elvis, a lot of the music you're hearing is sad. It's somber music. He was not feeling like the rock and roll king at this time. Maybe that it?
Well, close.
Okay.
He actually wasn't feeling a hunka hunka sexy.
Okay.
He didn't really like the explicit he didn't really like the explicit sexual content of
really?
The song, the
wow.
suggestions of the song. You know, with the Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising, it's burning through my soul. Girl, 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 you gonna set me on fire.
Right.
You know, he was coming out of kind of a not such a great time period with him and Priscilla were already having troubles.
Sure, sure.
Even though they'd only been married a few years.
Yeah.
Jerry Schilling was quoted as saying he didn't hate the song. He just wasn't in the mood for it.
Okay.
So he really had to be convinced to get in and record the song. He knew that everyone felt he should do it, and he was a responsible person, and he knew that he should take their advice. And, you know, even though he didn't wasn't really thrilled about singing the lyrics, like the flames are now licking my body.
Okay.
I guess, how can you not love having a number one? He loved number one.
Absolutely.
So I think after it went number one, he changed his
heart
about
the song.
I'll
tell you what, you know, for a guy that didn't like the lyrics, you should hear some of the outtakes of this song.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. He put his own lyrics in there, and they weren't G-rated, I'll put it that way.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here's take number two of that song. I mean, I'm glad he recorded it, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Notice you're not hearing
it. Yeah, I noticed that.
That's before that happened.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the other recordings where Elvis looks over at the stamps and says to Bill, do something.
Yeah.
And he just goes,
There you go. That's
anyway,
good.
I love that song. I don't know if that was Fred Flintstone's favorite song.
Oh, my gosh.
But he did call our number, which what is our phone number, by the way, if anybody would like to call us, babe?
All righty. 540-227-0514.
No, write that down. If you didn't get it, we'll get her to give it to you again in a few moments. But Fred did call. Now, like I said, the audio was kind of messed up. Fred must have a really old phone.
Oh, my gosh.
But he ran down his list of his favorite Elvis songs, and Jailhouse Rock was one.
Uh-huh.
Guitar Caveman was another one.
Oh, what?
He liked Good Rockin' Tonight, Plantation Rock.
Uh-huh.
One of his big favorites was In the Bedrock Ghetto.
Oh, my gosh.
Cave Woman Without Love. I know he really liked that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Viva Rock Vegas was on the top of his list. One of his favorite films as well.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He liked I Got Stung by a Tyrannosaurus. He had a good variety and a good taste in different songs.
Oh, he liked it, huh?
He also loved. His favorite album was the Raised on Rock.
Yeah, of
album.
Course.
So
yeah. Okay.
Now you know Fred Flintstone's favorite Elvis song. See what you learn here on Blue Suede Connection.
Now I'll never have to wonder.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God find the answer? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Yes, this is Helen Carpenter. I like to call and let you guys know you're doing a great job. And I liked Elvis a lot. I liked his music. I grew up with him, and I enjoy his music. So I just thought I would let you know. Have a good night. Bye.
My words and sound really funny in here.
What?
It's because I'm high as a kite because TL's putting on fingernail polish as we're doing the show and I'm inhaling it.
That's all I say about that.
That's what you get for working with a girl.
All right, Cheech. I know where you're coming from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, coming up in a little while, you're going to hear from Liberace. It's kind of curious what he has to say about Elvis, and we're going to hear from him. And just so much more great music from the 63 Sunset Boulevard album. Our box set, I should call it, because it's not an album. It's a box set. But they do have a double album version of it, too.
They do, an LP.
So, you know, you want to check it out. It's all over the place. You can't miss it. Just go on the Internet and type it in. You'll find it. All right, baby. Now, you were sharing restaurants with us. Where else did Elvis like to eat?
Absolutely. So we are going to head to Florida again. We had
the Sunshine State.
Yeah, that's right. So in 56, when Elvis played there, he stopped and he ate at what's called the Waffle Shop.
Ah, okay.
Well, it's in Sarasota, Florida, but it closed this year.
Who doesn't love waffles?
Yeah, well, it's a waffles and eggs and all that on top, such a good thing.
Actually, I like pancakes better, but that's a whole other story.
I like waffles. Anyway, it closed January of this year, 2025. Oh. Yeah, so that's unfortunate. But anyway, here's the story behind it. Elvis did show up in January of 1956 after playing there, mm-hmm. and he had himself some eggs and, you know, bacon burnt really
burnt
good
bacon.
And all that good stuff. And the waitress that waited on him, Elvis hadn't hit real famous yet.
Oh.
He gave her a pretty, I guess, a good tip. I mean, was 50 cents a good tip for 1956?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so he tipped her, but he also left her a signed picture, you know, because he probably was, you know, trying to be known.
Yeah.
And she threw it away.
Wow, what a dummy.
She threw it away and years later said it was the biggest regret of her life.
I bet it was.
I am sorry, but, you know, that you kind of deserve that one.
Yeah.
So there's also another restaurant called Charlie Vago's Rendezvous.
Okay.
That's in Memphis.
Wow.
And it is a underground barbecue shop.
Oh,
now,
cool.
I think this is still there, so we need to put that on our list.
Yeah, I was going to say, put that on the list, definitely.
Elvis loved their pork there. They had, I guess, kind of a special rub on it.
Okay.
That sometimes seemed like it might have been a rub you might have used for pizza, and they kind of had a way of, like, doing different things with the food, a little bit different than some other traditional Southern barbecue places, and Elvis loved it. Elvis always wanted to go there, but he would want the restaurant owner, which was privately owned small family mm-hmm. business, to shut down so he could go in.
Uh-huh.
And the gentleman that owned the place just could not do that.
Cool.
So instead, they would have massive amounts of it boxed up and sent over to Graceland so Elvis could have that. So I think that's kind of funny.
Absolutely.
Then we have Johnny's Drive-In in Tupelo. Okay. And everybody knows about Johnny's. That's the famous burger place that Elvis ate at as a child.
Right.
But did you know that there was a gentleman who had come through there in the 50s, early 50s, and the article's not real clear whether or not he recognized Elvis. I'm assuming he did.
Right.
Because he ended up taking a picture of Elvis, and it ended up being stored in his storage for like forever, for like 20 years. And then after Elvis died or something, or maybe just before Elvis died, I'm not sure the date timeline, he discovered it and he gave it to Johnny. So when you go in now and you go and you look at the booth, because Elvis always sat at the same booth with all his friends, even when he was young, there's the picture is there. And they got that from the gentleman that took it that day. And again, it's not clear whether or not he recognized it. I'm assuming he must have, or he wouldn't have bothered.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next Memphis trip, you've done picked out two places.
Well, that's Tupelo. Johnny's
Tupelo.
Is in Tupelo,
which
we need to do anyway because you haven't even seen Tupelo.
I'm the one Elvis fan who has not been to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yep.
I think it's time.
Well, I can't. I'm such a lonely, I can't stop wanting you. I said it's useless to say, yes it is. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Oh, those high towers, that we once knew. Make me blue. Oh, they say
it heals a broken heart. Oh, yes, it does now. Such a long, long way. And I can't stop loving you. And it's useless to say. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Thrills me like no other lover. Something in the way she moves me. I ain't gonna leave her now. You know I believe it now. I don't need no other lover. Something in her style shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I'll leave her now. Just stick around and it may show. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe it now. Something in the way she woos attracts me like no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe her now.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Hey, that's my line. You still, I'm the good stuff guy.
Yeah, good stuff, baby.
I hear you. All right. Once again, baby, I said we give the number again. What is our phone number?
All righty. That number is 540-227-0514.
All right. Now, you got the number. We want to hear your voice so we can play you on our show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We played Dionne Warwick in hour number one talking about Elvis,
yeah.
And that was a very nice thing he did for her.
Mm-hmm.
One other person that kind of met Elvis and hung out with him a little bit there, I know they hung out in 1956.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. So let's hear a little bit from Liberace here on the Blue Suede Connection.
The first time Elvis Presley ever played Las Vegas, he was booked on a bill with Freddie Martin's orchestra. And the kids loved him, but he wasn't, at that time, he wasn't ready for the adult audiences in Vegas. And Colonel Parker said, would you come over and do some publicity pictures with Elvis? And so we traded jackets. He's wearing my jacket, and I took his guitar. And this picture went all over the world. And Elvis was so impressed with the fact that I wore sparkly jackets. He said, could I wear a sparkly outfit in my next movie? Would you mind, you know? In his next movie, he wore not only a gold lamé jacket, but he had pants to match.
Oh, heaven. Yeah. So you were, in a way, responsible for a change in his wardrobe.
You know, we all ever since that picture was taken, we were very good friends. Every opening night, he would send me a guitar all made out of flowers, and I would send him, on his opening night, a piano all made out of flowers. He was a real nice guy.
Impromptu jam right there. Tiger Man.
That's nice. Yeah, I love it.
I don't think that was intended to be a recorded song made for an album or anything. I think that was just in between songs.
Right, yeah.
Elvis got on a little whim there.
He always does that.
And in fact, you know that it started abruptly because there's actually no intro into that song.
Sure.
And I'm sure Felton or somebody in the studio just hit record.
Yeah, anytime I think he would do stuff like that. I mean, even Sam Phillips, you know, Million Dollar Quartet. I mean,
right.
They know better.
Yeah. And I'm sure they learned because Elvis would do things like that. So I guess there was always somebody with the finger ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, I guess. I hope everybody's enjoying Blue Suede Connection today. You know, we do this for you. We do it for Elvis. We do it for the fans. And we always say we think Elvis deserves to be out there on free radio.
Exactly.
You know, and we want to hear more than just Burning Love and Hound Dog.
Sure, yeah.
And that's why we do the show, too.
So much music wasted, you know, if they don't play it.
Absolutely. So many great songs. And we've got a catalog for it. We've got a vault full of great Elvis music, and we try to get it all out. And I think we do a pretty good job. What do you think?
I think you're doing a great job, baby.
Well, if you do like the show and you like what we do, we'd love to hear from you. TL's giving you phone numbers, but also we have Facebook pages, right, babe?
Yes, Blue Suede Connection Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and coming out with us.
Elvis is everywhere and Blue Suede Connection is everywhere, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Rick here in Bedford, Indiana, and I just wanted to thank you for your show. I believe that Elvis would be mighty proud of it. So just keep on doing what you're doing because you are doing it right.
If I knew the way, I'd go back home. But the countryside has changed so much, I'd surely end up lost. Remembered names and faces so far in the past, on the other side of bridges that were burned once they were crossed. Tell me where.
That's take number two. Where do I go from
nice.
Here?
Nice. I love that song.
Playing
it's
all these
beautiful.
Great songs from the brand new box set, 6363 Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going to change the pace after I do this little bit here because last year at this time, they put these albums out at Elvis Week on purpose. They released
Of course.
And last year, they released the Memphis box set.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to play a few cuts from that after after I share this with
you. Yeah, that was
a
beautiful box set, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're both great.
We've done that one a few times.
Yeah. Guinness's Book of World Records. Elvis is still a highlighted name in that book, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Most hit singles on the U.S. charts, Elvis Presley.
Mm.
Most U.S. number one albums, Elvis Presley. Most weeks on the U.K. singles chart. Most consecutive weeks on the U.S. singles chart.
Oh, nice.
Most hit albums on the U.K. charts.
Wow.
Most platinum certificates for record sales in the Guinness Book of World Records. Also, the most charted artist, the most fan clubs, and most RIAA certificates held by a single artist.
Nice.
RIAA means
nice.
Recording
right.
Industry Association of America.
Right.
So we talked about his relevance in the world today, and he's still unbeaten on all these categories
against
Guinness Book.
Wow, that just makes me
record.
So proud, you know?
Right. All right, baby, last year, this time, Elvis Memphis came out, and there's some great cuts. Once again, great editing and remastering of these songs. So let's get into a few of those. And here's a great one called If You Talk in Your Sleep.
Sure, your story is straight, love. If you
What do you do for relaxation?
Karate. If you can relax doing this, I don't know. No, I read a lot and go horseback riding and stuff.
You got me.
did you think? Did you enjoy the show today?
Oh, man, yeah. I didn't want it to end. I wanted to listen to all five CDs if we had time for it.
Well, there's always another show. We can do a part two.
I'm telling you.
Of 6363 Sunset Boulevard with a little bit of Elvis Memphis thrown in
exactly,
there.
Exactly, exactly.
Any final words for our friends you'd like to share before we actually say goodbye?
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank everyone for once again coming by. And I want to just give a shout out to one of our affiliates, Chuck Matthews at North Coast Greatest Hits. Cleveland Oldies plays Blue Suede Connection every Saturday and Sunday in the morning. Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sunday at 7.
You give us a double whammy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So thank you, Chuck. He did send us this box set. We were, you know, collaborating with it ourselves before, so we were very surprised when that came across.
Yeah,
that
was he really, takes care of us.
That was really wonderful. Thank you, Chuck.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right, TL, say it with me. We're going to do this all again next week, everybody. Same bat time, same bat channel.
When Moses walked the children out of Egypt land, he said, now don't you worry, we're in the Lord's hands. He's gonna walk beside us, the time is coming near. He's gonna wash away all our misery and our fear. I got a feeling in my body, this will be a lucky day. We'll be released from all our sorrow, even let it load away. When Daniel faced the lion, there wasn't any doubt. We've got to be like Daniel.
Wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.